talked to a person, and she said that they lived inside the house. So it was often dirty, so she took water sacks and she lined the walls to get the dirt in.
So I've talked to people who's lived in it.
She said it was good and tight and warm.
Oh, warm.
Warm in the winter, cool in the summer.
Yeah. I think in West Oklahoma, in the homesteading days, there's lots of people living there with sod houses or teepees or whatnot, whatever you call them. I've talked to fellows that said they did. When we come here, I never did live in the western part of the state. We come here from Texas in a covered way. Mm-hmm. And I've lived right here within 7 miles of where I'm living now for the last 66 years. Hmm. 66 years last March.
Must be good to be able to look out and remember things in your lifetime and know that they've been there and you watched them.
Well, I've watched this country develop to where when I go to Sholo here, well, there'd be about one house or two between you and Sholo, and that's about 12, 14 miles. And what houses we had was up around the hill someplace, and they like this timber hill out here. There'd be a ranch house, right north of town. There's a noble house up there, and then there's two, 3 hours on these hills, these timbers. But on the prairie, there was hardly anybody on the prairies at that time. You could start out and go right towards Wagner, and you'd go through about one or two drift fences where they had cattle. But you'd not see a house on the road hardly between here and Wagner, and it's about 20 miles, 25 miles.
What's a drift fence?
Well, we call them drift fences. In the early days, the people leased this, cattlemen leased this land from the Indian Territory, the Indian agent. And they put in drift fence to hold each man's cattle separate from the other. That's
barbed wire?
Barbed wire. And it's 4-point wire, and it wasn't twisted, it's straight wire.
Oh.
And
single strand?
Double strand.
Double.
4-point wire, and it just laid down side by side. Wasn't twisted. And they'd build a gate, they call them swinging gates. They'd build a high post here and one out there, and this post in the middle would be higher. And they'd take about 4 poles and put side by side and then stake them so far apart. And then they'd put this wire here and go up the top of that pole and down over there. And you just go again the end of it and push it around.
Oh!
Push it around and go on about your business, and you couldn't leave it open, in other words. You'd had to dug a hole in the ground and put your post in there to held it open. Well, when people go through the country, they just push it open and let it come back shut. That way they could keep the cattle separated. If it had some way, if it had a wire gate or something, then people just left it open.
Yeah.
But they just had the swinging gates, and you have to get out and open them. Of course, you just turn them loose.
I've never seen a gate like that.
Well, we just had lots of them kind of gates. We had to pay to come through some of them gates coming from Texas. We called them toll gates.
Is that right?
Yeah, the Indians had that, the white people or rather, Indian and territorial. They had really no right to do it, but they did do it. They had that way of making a little money. They charged 10 or 15 cents. They'd open the gate. You pay them 10 dimes, they'd go on through. We went through 2 or 3 and took the Texas up here to cover the lake.
Seems like a dirty trick.
Well, I don't know. We have a lot of things nowadays.
Yeah, even dirtier tricks.
Dirty things. Do a lot of things to get the advantage of it.
Yeah. When you worked in the barber shop, did you shave people much?
Oh yes, I shaved.
And what did you use to put on your lather?
I had a mug and a brush, and I had the hot water, and I just brushed that people. I got a whole dime for shaving that. And I got 35 cents for a shaving haircut.
You know, now some barber shops just say no shaving.
No shaving, that's right.
Last time I saw a sign, I think it was $1.50 for a shave.
Well, they charge $1.25 this time for a shave, no?
Boy, well, this one I think was probably 10,